Yo, welcome everybody to Steak and Eggs. This is episode
61.
As always, I am Tectone, joined by Emru and Asmongold, and we had a crazy week. I know Emmy has a story to tell us right now, but I just need to ask you guys a question real quick. Am I a narcissist?
Well, genuinely.
I don't want to diagnose you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a professional.
Mm.
But if I had to guess, I would say like 80, 70% maybe.
Okay.
70% maybe. What's the other 30%?
Maybe not.
I don't know. Okay.
What do you think, Asmund?
Are you a narcissist?
Yeah.
I mean, my real answer is no.
Okay. Because I think y'all know me.
No, you're not. You're not. So you help other people too much to be a narcissist, and you don't always publish the times that you help people.
Yeah.
Both of those things are not things that narcissists would do.
Why do you think people think I'm a narcissist?
Because you're loud and bald.
And you always think you're right.
Yeah, of course. People say the same thing about me.
That's my problem, though, is that I don't understand how it's bad for me not to admit that I'm wrong when I'm not wrong.
Well, here's the reason why. A lot of people base their decisions. There have even been like studies on this and like experiments where a person will willingly forego their own what's in front of them and go with what the group thinks. So when they see somebody who doesn't think the way the group thinks, you know what you are? You're a threat.
That's true.
You're a threat. And so you've had a
sigma male.
So is this like no, I'm serious. It's a legit thing. Like you look this shit up. And what's the shirt? Snake handler. I saw a video that you did this week.
Is that like a sneak diss or is that like gay?
It's gay.
We're gonna get into sketch stuff already.
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy week. And the internet they really like to assume you and someone else's friendship off of one interaction. And it's wild the shit that people go with. So
they sure do.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, so I have this VTuber friend, very sweet. Their name is Hexjuice. And we've been pretty good friends for about 5-6 months. And we had a discussion on Zenless Zone Zero's game state. She thought it was bad. I thought it was okay. We had a couple disagreements. The debate got pretty heated. I didn't realize you couldn't call women emotional when they were being emotional. So I said,
"You can't, or it makes them emotional."
Yeah, yeah. And then I called her emotional, which she admitted she was being emotional, but the internet really didn't enjoy that. And then me and her settled it.
Fucking move, Dictone.
I know.
You fucked up.
Yep. And me and her settled things off stream, and we're good. And we've always been good, and we always will be good. Love her with all my heart. But the internet said, "Hey, you guys might be okay, but not us.
Yeah,
yeah. What about us? What about us in y'all's relationship? What about what we say?"
Oh my god, I hate that. Well, I hate the opposite, where someone posts like their apology twit longer, but what they did to someone else, and the replies are like, "We forgive you." Like, oh my god,
it's like,
shut
what did you do
up,
to them?
Man.
Like, well, you ruined their career, destroyed their marriage, and killed their dog. But you know, hey, it's this shit happens.
Yeah. Man,
us, your fans, we forgive you.
Yeah,
good. Anyways, yeah, that's been awesome. There's been so much more, but
so
it is what it is.
You went to Anime Expo.
Yes.
Without me, which really sucks.
Okay, but you're the one who couldn't go because, I mean, I understood because you wanted to stream Zenless Zone Zero, which
I got.
I wanted
to go so bad.
It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, why?
I mean, it's just cool seeing people in cosplay getting to walk around and buy shit. I mean, every con's kind of like the same. And I mean, the attendance for Anime Expo this year was 400,000 people.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it was fucking packed. But I don't know. I just think it's fun to like get out and like see people that have the same interests as you.
Did you see my boys, Aethel and Yanners?
Oh yeah, that was gonna be what I was gonna talk about. Mm. Yeah, I was gonna talk. I mean, well, yeah, I just did like a 5-hour stream. Nothing crazy. There was this annoying person, I don't even know their name, some like kick streamer came up and like screamed at me and Emily. I was like,
It was this thread, a big popular thing. Wow, crazy viewer on Emeru's stream.
Yeah.
Turns out, guys, it was just a kick streamer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my viewers, you know, the kick streamers. Oh, you know what was crazy though? Is that later when me and Emily were leaving the con, we were getting in my friend's car to like go eat dinner. And then that guy walked by again and was like, "Oh, nice seeing you guys." And I didn't recognize him because he took off his like outfit. And I was like, "Oh yeah, nice seeing you too." And then I was like, "Wait, that was the guy.
That was the guy. I think it was like a blue hair wig, like screaming at you.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing
and
the
then
wig.
He asked you and actually out?
I'm
fairly
yeah.
sure he asked to marry y'all.
He was like, what
that's
either you...
That's probably what he would have done, yeah, because he was on the, you know...
Yeah, did you guys get...
Oh, well, obviously.
You didn't get married?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, of course not.
Did you give him your number?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh.
So what else happened at Anime Expo?
I got you guys some gifts, and then I forgot to bring them today. But I'll bring them next week.
She's probably lying, guys. She ordered them from Amazon, and the shipping just probably got delayed. But
no,
yeah,
I bought them on stream. I swear.
Okay.
I have to wait a whole fucking week.
Damn.
One grateful ass bitch. I'll make you wait another week then.
Wow.
Yeah, but I got you guys stuff. I'll bring it next week. And then I had a crazy random encounter, which Techie already brought up. I was like 20 minutes away from the con, just walking down the street with some people. And I hear Emmy. I look, it's fucking Nyanders and Aethel. I was like, oh my God, what the hell? What are you guys doing here? Like, oh, our friend lives near here. We're just standing in this 30-minute line to get some crepes. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's insane. But it was nice seeing
I
them.
Love those two. I hope they're together forever. I hope they get married and have children. That'd be very cute.
I hope they realize that crepes suck and pancakes are better.
Crepes are fucking awesome. Are you crazy?
I've had them 3 times, and it's been 3 bad times.
What were they filled with?
Shit.
Well, that's the problem.
I forgot to ask them if the crepes were worth the 30-minute wait. I'm going to say probably.
I feel like crepes are actually insane. Like, and also, I think pancakes are mid. I feel like waffles are just better.
What makes a waffle better?
The texture differences. I think the playfulness and texture with the crispy outside and the fluffy inside gives you the best of both worlds. And also, it has a lot easier syrup pocket storing.
I like pancakes more than waffles.
Yeah, because they're better. That's the reason why.
I used to like waffles more than when I was a kid. But then I grew up and got better taste.
You evolved.
Guys, I know that I didn't know when World War II was, but can we just leave a comment at the top of the video that's just...
When did World War II start?
1946.
You know what, guys? We're getting better.
Am I close?
Yeah, you're close.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. But yeah, just leave a comment and upvote it. If you see pancakes, upvote. If you see waffles, upvote it. Whichever one you like more. I'm just curious. I do feel like waffles are strictly better, but it's 2v1. Clearly, I'm wrong.
So you go to IHOP and you eat pancakes. You go to Waffle House and you beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that's very
so
true.
So if they're so good, then why aren't people just sitting there eating them?
That's a great question. I just feel like they build Waffle Houses and the whatever area has the most crime, that's where the most Waffle Houses are. Or that's why there's crime in those areas.
Which came first, the Waffle House or the crime?
I've never felt comfortable in a Waffle House.
I have.
To a Waffle House. Can we go to a Waffle House?
I would love to.
I've never been to one.
Did you see that people were submitting to, you know, like the main guy that does Tekken? He's like the creator of Tekken. They're sending him and he tweets out, he says, why are people asking me to make a map for a Waffle House? Like, what is this? What's going on? And like, people are explaining it to him. He's like, yeah, well, we're going to have to get in contact with the business and see what happens. So,
that would be so
that's possibility.
Awesome. I wonder if Waffle House, like, they probably don't want to lean into that though, right? Or maybe they do.
They can't for liability reasons, but everybody knows.
Yeah, dude, because I'm a jukebox player. Like, I will go up and I will fuck with the jukeboxes.
But it's jukeboxes.
It's scary though. Every time you get the stink eye, you put on some shit. Everybody's mean mugging you from playing some cringe ass shit.
Is this real? Or are you being serious?
I'm being dead ass. You will go to. You will feel uncomfortable as fuck.
They are like a PvP server.
Like the same thing with Whataburger.
I have never felt comfortable in a Waffle House ever. I even did a stream with Seer, like at a Waffle House, and it was tense. It was tense. However, their waffles are fucking amazing. They are very good. It's very hard to find a waffle.
Not good enough, apparently.
That's true. However, I will say the best waffles is an Austin exclusive restaurant called First Watch.
Okay.
That place is fucking awesome.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Emaru, a hacker and a career criminal. And lately, I've been pretty frustrated because today's sponsor, Cash App, comes with all sorts of security features to keep your money safe from people like me. It actually makes me so mad that I'm resorting to this for fun. That neighborhood is cooked. Outside of being a great way to send and receive money, Cash App also does a lot to keep your funds safe. It has security features like card lock and real-time transaction alerts so that when I try to steal all of Asmongold's money, it's way too hard. In fact, it's all been so difficult that I'm thinking about retiring from this life. Maybe I should download Cash App so I can do more with my money too. The smart thing to do would be to download Cash App for free today from the App Store or Google Play Store. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description so you can start resting easy knowing that your money is safe.
Cash. Dude, I've been exploring, because I'm moving soon. I've been exploring every single restaurant in my new area.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait to get the fuck out of my current neighborhood. My house was good, but I'm excited to own, and there's like these beautiful little like bakeries and sushi. I just can't wait, man. It's so nice.
Oh yeah, that reminds me too. Did you ever actually buy that bed? Because for the video, I was like, oh, we should show a picture at the end to like conclude the video, like, you know, the mattress in his room. And then he was like, oh, I'll buy it later. Did you ever buy it?
I think he got it.
It was delivered yesterday.
Hey.
They put it in?
So I know that you are favorable towards Endless Zone Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be known that fucking game story was so dog shit that I started looking on my phone to look up which mattress store I wanted to go to. How much I wanted to go to sleep.
Oh my God, Endless Zone Zero made him change his life.
Yeah. It did. That's how bad it was. Yes.
Let it be known. The story. All I do is, oh, there's hot characters on the screen. What do they look like naked the entire time I'm doing the story? The story
and
is
then you tweet
ass.
Out the picture of it the next
yes,
time.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Immediately. Now, the story right now is definitely ass. Full disclosure, if anybody's wondering, I'm about 20 hours in. I've beaten chapter one and I've done the Soldier 11 story quest. That was miserable. Soldier 11's story was miserable. I enjoyed the Miyabi quest line. I'm going into chapter two, which I heard was very good. And I heard chapter three is awesome, but Hoyoverse players also just fucking lie. But I'm getting there, man.
professional dick eaters.
My lung rot.
Yeah. That being said, I actually do enjoy the combat.
Okay, so here's the thing. You can play the combat for that game with a garage door opener.
Yep.
That's crazy though, right? I mean, like, you don't need to do anything.
It's the same with Dark Souls.
No.
Attack, roll.
No.
You can play on the garage. You only need two buttons. Light attack, roll.
Oh yeah, you can, but there are other things that you can do. In Endless Zone Zero, you can't do anything else.
Well, so also, technically.
Also, so there's a roll attack, there's a heavy attack, there's a jumping attack, there's a guard counter.
There's parry.
There's parry. There's a visceral attack, which is the thing that you do after the parry.
Wait, is that seven?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you're comparing that. All right. Well, go ahead.
Light attack, skill, ultimate, dodge, parry.
No.
There's a parry. When you press spacebar and you swap out, if you do it at the yellow, shink, you parry.
Take dodge out. Because dodge is, that's an evasion metric.
Yeah, so dodge you need to use for certain characters like Nekomiyomana because it increases your damage if you dodge.
Sure, but right. It's still a dodge, and there are other things like that in Dark Souls.
Well, I'm just
like
saying, said dodge and parry, so I'm just saying. There
okay,
is.
Yeah, you're trying. He's trying to pad things out here. Okay, listen.
There's more.
It is a baby game.
It is
a baby game. The combat is less complex than Tower of Fantasy. Less complex. Like I've seen Genshin Impact. At least you have to have like some degree of like. Don't you have to like mix the elements or something like that, right?
So what you do is
okay. So then now you have to. Explain it. You don't even have to explain
so
Zero.
So you take the water, and then you put the Dendro on, and then you put the Electro on, and everything dies.
Right. Okay, so Zone Zero, you just keep hitting it.
Dude,
keep hitting it.
He's trying to secure his next sponsor.
But you can,
first
of all, I'll never be sponsored by Genshin. There's just no way. I'm Black Wizard forever.
No, I meant the other game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I'll ruin all of them.
But there is also Sprint Attack. There is also...
Ooh.
So there's this guy called EOQ, and so what he decides is that there's actually a lot of fighting game tech in Endless Zone Zero that no one's ever going to use. But you
why aren't they going to use it?
Because it's like, okay, so for example, Nekomiyomana's biggest weakness is that she has no gap closers. But if you abuse a certain tech, she does have a gap closer.
What, like wave dashing or something like that?
Yes, you have the double input. And if you double input, Nekomi Yamada will teleport to the enemy.
So here's the thing is that we know that they're going to have to fix that because that's a bug. That would require skill, which means that in a Hoyoverse game, that's a bug.
There's another one for Nicole where her biggest issue is her attack delay between her skills and her ability, which is about like a 0.8 second delay between when you stop attacking to where you can use your skill. But if the moment you finish attacking, you do a full joystick rotate, you can cancel all of that and instantly skill.
So you guys can see why I went to the mattress store.
Oh, yeah.
And I went over to the mattress store and I decided, I was like, all right, I'm going to just say, fuck it. We're going to buy the mattress. I go over there. Mm-hmm. I order the mattress. It's a lot of fucking money. It is what it is. I'll have to do a sponsor soon. And so I got the mattress delivered yesterday. I had to clean up my room. That was crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a lot of garbage there.
Wait, you cleaned it?
Yeah, I did. Of course.
Are you okay?
But does that mean you just moved it into the hallway?
No, I kicked all of the things into the corner.
Oh.
And yeah. So it's pretty much cleaned up. Well, actually, no, I did clean up a number of things, right? But everything that I, like all the little stuff I didn't really deal with. I even got a bed frame for it.
Now, I will say
bed
this.
Bed frame.
Yeah.
Bed frame is big. Zenless, and I'm almost done with it. Zenless Zone Zero, right? It is an okay
this
game.
Conversation is already longer than any combat sequence in the game.
It is an okay game.
It but is. It's a six. It's a five or a six.
I give it a 6.5. Absolutely. It's an okay game. However, I am having so much fun streaming it. Probably more than any other game I've ever played.
I'm sorry to hear
that's
that.
That's insane. Bro, this is crazy to me because I feel like usually it's the other way around. Everyone's like, this game's amazing. And you're like, it fucking sucks.
Actually,
I haven't
it's
seen
bad.
Anyone say anything good about Zenless Zone Zero besides you.
It's not because of the game. It's because the moment I put that game as this is the game I'm playing, chat loses their mind. In the past 2 days, I played maybe 10 minutes of Zenless because the moment I have it up, chat's like, this game fucking sucks!
I think that 90% of the hate for Zenless Zone Zero on Twitch is because ZZZ is the same as sleeping.
Absolutely.
I actually think that half of it is fucking, at least half of it, is manufactured because it sounds funny.
I agree.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. But also, I really like the character because they have some of the hottest characters I've ever seen.
I think that they're nice, but I mean, is it really that much? It's not as good as other games.
Okay. What AAA game has bigger boobs than Zenless Zone Zero?
Well, I mean, like AAA.
Is Nikkei
like Hoyo vs. Kuro.
Oh.
Nikkei don't count. It's not 3D.
I think Chang Li from, what do you call it?
Chang Li's definitely very close. Absolutely.
No, it's bigger. I looked.
Chang Li is not bigger than Rita. Have you seen Rita's tits?
She's the one that wears, she doesn't have cleavage, right?
The ghost.
I'll have to double check.
Dude, her boobs are enormous.
Yeah. I'll go back and look into this tonight.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, bro. That game is so fucking hot. It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know. Oh, and dude, also side tangent. I got sponsored by Nikkei to play their game again.
I saw that.
And they tell me that I'm not allowed to be sexual about the game.
What?
I know. And I'm playing the game and all the Nikkeis are just like, oh my God, Commander, we want you to fuck us so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, this gameplay is awesome.
This is great. Look at the voice acting.
I should have had no idea what to say. So I was like, man, very cute. Very, wow, elegant. Oh, God, it was so fucking funny.
Elegant.
But even though Zenless Zone Zero is an okay game, I'm enjoying it just because it makes the crazies come out.
I'm going to play the rest of it off stream.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up to like the, what is it? A loser level 40 or whatever
it
is.
Loser level.
Basically loser level.
Loser level?
Yeah.
Is it actually called that?
It should be. I think I'm almost 20 or something like that now. And so, we'll see what happens. And I'll give an actual review for the game. But so I just couldn't play it on stream anymore.
Here's a burning question on my mind.
Okay.
What day are we on with that?
What day? I don't know, like day 8 or 9.
Wait, what? The shirt?
Day 9.
Oh, wait, he was wearing that last week.
I've been counting. 2 days ago, he swapped into a red shirt, and then you put it back on.
That's right.
Why'd you do that?
Because it was hot.
Did you wash it between then?
What?
Okay. All right. I've been told that your record is 45 days.
I don't know what my record is.
Okay.
So that means it's probably longer than 45 days.
Okay.
So I've had this shirt for like ever since like 2009 or 2010. And ever since I stopped showering for 3 months, 95% of my dandruff and flakes have gone away.
Awesome.
And so now I can wear black clothes again.
Okay.
because this is what I used to always wear.
I will say it's funny because I saw that shirt and I was like, oh man, Azra looks really good in that shirt. He should wear that more.
And then I did.
You wore it. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe he'll wear it next week too.
Well, now I think I have to.
You do have to.
Yeah.
Who is that? Black Veil Brides?
Yeah. Andy Biersack? Or yep.
It's an old scene emo kid band from like 2010. You know, just prime time for me.
Yeah. You know what I realized? It's crazy thing on my mind right now. So I'm restarting the Harry Potter movies.
Those were good.
Really fucking good. And I don't think I understood how good those were. Because even to today's standard, they're fantastic.
They go so hard.
Excluding the CGI. But the thing I'm realizing while watching it that I never noticed is Quidditch is so fucking stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
Why in the fuck?
Can you win the game by grabbing a little thing?
Yeah.
Dude, imagine being one of the other roles and you're like fighting for your fucking life. All these two like skinny jackasses are zooming around. It's like, oh, the other guy got it. It's like, well, now
you
I
know
just
what it reminds, yeah. me? It reminds me of like Mario Party at like the very last three rounds where one person is just like, oh, star reversal. You had seven and the other guy had one. Now they have seven and you have one. You're a loser
it
now.
It really is. I can't believe that's a mechanic. It is miserable to deal with.
It would
that
have
shit.
Been patched out.
I agree.
Yep.
And the ref calls nothing. They call nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why the fuck the ref is there. Like, you have...
In what, Quidditch?
He's paid by Slytherin.
Yeah, in Quidditch.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, there was one where Dobby enchants, like, a ball to go kill Harry. He gets his arm broken mid-battle. I'm back on the Chamber of Secrets. So everybody knows where I'm at. About 2 hours in the Chamber of Secrets. And then the first game... What happened? Oh, what was the first game? Who was obliterating? Oh, yeah. The Slytherin were just legit just killing Gryffindor.
Yeah.
And the ref's like...
Well, he probably had a bet on stake.com for Slytherin to win. So, he just looked past it.
I just can't imagine the sad fucking team where they score 140 points. You get the golden snitch. The game can't end until you get the golden snitch. And when you get the golden snitch, you get 150 points. It's just the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Imagine getting reverse sweep for no fucking reason. It's terrible.
It's like Mario Party.
It's still insane to me how Harry Potter like basically... fell off. Like, no, I feel like it would still be a classic, like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings.
Do you know why?
If the creator didn't just go fucking crazy.
I don't think that's the reason.
Well, what's the reason?
I think the real reason why Harry Potter fell off is because all of the people that like it are boring millennial girls. And it's obnoxious to see the fucking tweets about it and to see them bringing it up all the time. People got tired of it. It's fucking annoying.
What do you think, female?
I don't think that's true.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's watching it.
All right. I think Harry Potter was amazing.
I will
but
say.
The fans give it a bad rap.
I will say, I'm watching the movies with a group of people. Women do love Harry Potter.
I know.
Like, they're eating that shit. I shit you not.
I mean, women love Lord of the Rings, too.
Yeah.
Okay, but for example, I watched the first movie, and in the group, Bonnie was also there. She was saying the lines before they were said.
Okay, that's insane.
No, I mean, it was like, I've never seen anybody do that shit before, ever. Mm-hmm. I was just unsettling. I feel like bitches love Harry Potter, man. Let's think of bitches love Harry Potter, cinema roll, right?
What's cinema roll? Like cinnamon rolls?
No, cinema roll.
Oh, it's, who cares?
Yeah, you know him?
It's no. Like Hello Kitty, but
yo, not. Jay, pull up Cinema Roll. It's the cutest
the
fucking
fuck
thing
is
ever.
This?
Women and people with autism love Cinema Roll. There's no way.
Same to, thing.
Exactly. What else do women love?
What else do women love?
Shopping.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You
shopping.
Know what I saw recently?
That fucking thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I seen this.
Yeah.
A pompon. Yeah.
So fucking cute. It's insane.
So I saw a thing about how, and I'm just going to say it, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that women like these romance stories with people that aren't human?
What, you're acting like men aren't fucking furries out there, bro.
But, or like- but here's the thing, is that guys can be furries, but now this is weird. A girl can have a romance novel with a fucking lizard and it's at Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I saw a picture of it. I don't know where it is, but there's like 10 of them.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think I've seen the movie. I think it's called like How I Fucked My Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, no, but what about, like, fucking, like, Mass Effect and shit? That's, like, kind of close. Or, Avatar? Avatar? How is that any different?
Avatar. There's no way. Wait, Avatar?
Yeah.
Did people fuck the blue guys in Avatar?
I mean, that's not a lizard, but it's like...
I don't think...
That was literally a plot line. They had, like, alien hair sex.
Yeah, hair sex.
That's not the same thing, though. Like, that's...
Wait, why not?
Because you're not... It's not eliciting the same type of stimulation. It's totally different. I'm fucking fine this shit.
Okay.
No, you know what I'm saying, right, Techie?
No, I get what you're saying. I feel like Adam's just a hater right now, man.
I never want to hear about any of my interests being disgusting ever again.
Okay? Oh, so that's what this is about.
Of course it's about me.
I remember seeing all these posts that are like, why do grown men get so mad about what teenage girls like?
Because I have them on Twitter telling me that I'm wrong. That's why.
They say that you play League too.
I know.
Bitches also love Hazmat Hotel, Hell of a Boss.
I love those, yeah.
Yeah, shit, what else? Homestuck.
Oh, God, Homestuck.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's some hair sex right now. There's no, oh, my God. He's fucking a pterodactyl. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, his pupils dilated.
All right, go through this.
Okay. Let me see. Soul, what the heck? Wait, this isn't lizards. Wait, what? Wait.
Yeah, look at that.
Wait, did you take this picture?
No, I found it on Twitter. Read the title of that. It's a bunch of novels
by Opal Rain and Tiffany Roberts of women with like monster men.
Yep.
And read what the title for that bookshelf was. Read it.
Okay, hear me out.
There's no way that's real. There's no way.
I never want to hear about that again.
Is that real though?
Bro.
Zoom into some of them.
There you go.
Here's. But yes. Okay, hear me out.
I think it's because we kind of knew that women were into some freaky shit.
Dude, haven't we literally talked about like Monster Musume and that other show you like, the Species one? Like, how is that?
Species Reviewers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
I mean, that's not a good indicator, I guess. That's none of my business.
I'm the exception. I'm not the rule. So here's the thing though. Because when people asked women, what would they rather spend time in the forest with, man or a bear?
Now you know why.
Yeah, they wanted to fuck the bear.
I mean,
because men are evil.
I can see that for some people, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Even some guys. Yeah, there's a reason they call them bears.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it makes sense.
I think you have to be gay to be called a bear.
Really?
Because I was called gay all the time.
No.
I think bear is a gay term.
Yeah. It is a gay body type. It's like basically the opposite of twink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know all about this. When I played World of Warcraft, there was these two gay dudes.
Yeah.
They loved my ass. They were giga gay. Literally? They were gay for each other, and they did.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted me to be gay so bad because I had their preferred body type, which is like, you know, pretty tall. I got a little bit of a belly on me, and I got a big old beard. Like, oh, my God, you're such a bear. And so they would carry me because they were better than me. And in exchange, I would send them photos of my hands.
Yeah?
What the fuck?
Oh, right. With, like, the veins and shit? Yeah.
And they would touch themselves to my hands.
Right, of course.
I don't get it. Man, I know some dudes really like feet.
I can't believe you sold your body for wow carrying.
No, if I was a hot chick, I would open an OnlyFans immediately.
Well, you can just pretend to be one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have considered doing one of those like VTuber OnlyFans or like the VR chat avatar OnlyFans because that's just free fucking money.
Do people really pay for those? Like
of course they do.
Well, yeah, but like a good amount of people?
Yes.
I'm sure that...
No, VTubers I get because it's like art in a way, right? But like VR chat avatars? Like what?
One thing that I've learned about with like different types of weird shit on the internet is that the weirder it is, the more people will pay. That's just the way it is. Yeah, if it's something that's really vanilla, then nobody gives a shit because it's easier to find on Google.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about starting getting a VTuber model, giving it huge fucking tits.
Yeah.
And then using an AI voice to pretend that I'm a girl. And just...
Oh, so just like every other VTuber.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because they're all guys in real life.
Print fucking money. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Can't remember who I was talking to about this. They recently went to Anime Expo. And they're like, yeah, I met VTubers. I didn't realize that they're all like in their fucking 30s.
I don't think that's true.
The ones that he met. But I do think, like,
I've met like two VTubers that were in their 30s and the rest were in their like mid 20s.
Yeah, but a lot of people assume that these VTubers are like very young, but they're like, they're also like, they're just like the age of everybody else.
I've never met a very young VTuber now.
Same, exact yeah. same. Because there was I think the VTuber wave was like 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so mathematically, people probably start streaming generally around 22, 23, probably around 30 by now. If you're one of the OGs.
People getting old as fuck, I'll tell you that.
I just don't think 30 is that
30,
old.
30, oh really?
Yeah.
Everyone I says think that it when is.
How old are you?
30.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, 34.
I don't think 30 is old either. Bro,
you don't.
I get so sick of hearing everyone be like, I'm 30, I'm dying. I'm like, bro, shut up.
Yes.
I think there's old people, and I want to explain this. Like, for example, you're young, I'm young. You know who's old, but who's also younger than us, the same age? S-Fan. S-Fan is old.
What do you, why?
So because S-Fan doesn't
like to
have-
He's been living two lives at the same time. So there's S-Fan, GTA and real life.
So S-Fan doesn't like to have fun.
He's not 30, he's 60.
S-Fan is old because we went to go do fireworks and he wouldn't let me do anything.
Okay, so there's a story recently about a guy-
I've heard this POV from like four people, by the way.
About a guy that put a firework on his head.
Yeah.
And do you know what happened to him?
Nothing.
He's dead. He blew his head up. I was surprised too, actually.
How?
Yeah, because he's dead. And so I get why S-Fan, because like for me, it's like if somebody gets hurt on my stream, that's a clip, right? I mean, then you're going to get people to watch. And it's like, if I'm not hurting them, that's not really my fucking problem.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I don't care. But I think he was just stressed out because it was like a bunch of people. Everybody was there. Like, I walked out there. Like, I went over there. Holy fuck, there's like 100 goddamn people outside.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Wait, yep. Really?
There's like
there
50.
Was so but, many motherfuckers
wait,
out there.
For S-Fan's thing?
Yes.
It was like, Miz was doing a party too. Like, Russell was doing his
oh,
fucking
yeah,
party.
Oh, yeah, Russell's thing,
so like,
yeah.
Both people together, 4th of July. Bro, it was crazy. There
you
was
know
so
funny?
Many people. Yeah.
So, I was tired of S-Fan telling me no.
Uh-huh.
So, I just decided to do something myself without consulting him. And then I hurt myself. I gave myself second-degree burns on my hand.
Good job.
From the sparklers.
Oh, wait, that's it. It's still there.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that shit fucked me up. It made me feel like my hand was like molten magma.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't stop burning even after I let the sparklers go.
Well, that's why you listen to S-Fan.
You lit, by the way.
What?
You lit those sparklers.
Yeah, I did. That's right.
It was awesome.
It was crazy. It was so bright.
Yeah, dude. And Miz Kim taking the mortars and throwing them. Dude,
I'm gonna be
so
honest.
Good.
Like that shit. Like I didn't expect it to blow up like that.
Yep.
That was crazy.
Or the box explosion.
That was awesome. That,
did you see the box explosion?
No.
Oh, dude. So the box. So what happened is the way mortars work is that there's an initial burst where they fly into the sky, mm-hmm. and then another
yeah,
burst
then
goes up.
Yeah.
So the first burst went off in this
people
box.
People were like, "That's it."
Yeah. Nothing happened. 5 seconds later, it's like hell descended upon Earth.
No, this box blew apart like a fucking movie.
Yeah.
It was like a tank getting hit by a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Just like all the pieces just going everywhere. And I remember like I turned away. One of the pieces went right in front of me. I said, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit me in the face. I got very lucky.
Good. Yeah, because I know how strong those mortars are. Because when I was
a kid,
I would take the mortar. Well, okay, one time, when I said kid, I was 18. And I took the mortar, I put it on my chest.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be like Iron Man. And like
right,
a pulsar
right.
blast. Dude, that shit knocked me back so quick. Like it felt like I was getting hit with a sledgehammer. Oh, man. I love 4th of July so much. I remember I used to take fireworks and throw them at my grandma because she couldn't move too quick. Mm-hmm. So she'd just kind of just be like scared as fuck. But it'd be really funny because I was like in third grade. So it was so funny. Damn,
that's
it was
crazy.
A good ass time. What'd you say?
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, of course. Oh. There's you know those little popsicles. You put those underneath
under
your chair.
Chair?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, we had a good time. Like, I mean, honestly, like, yeah, I was over there till like fucking 1 a.m. Then they were gonna go to some other party. I was like, holy fuck, man.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Did you know that going online without today's sponsor, ExpressVPN, is like driving without any car insurance? You might be a great driver, but the crazies on the highway aren't. And they'll get you. Don't end up like this. Now he's having a bad day. Wait, pause the video. These are just two cards with their trunks popped. What kind of stock footage is that? When you connect to an unencrypted network, you're just throwing your insecure data all over the place. Any punk could easily hack you and sell your personal info on the dark web. Don't get dunked on. Get ExpressVPN. It's rated number one by CNET, The Verge, and other top tech reviewers. It's easy to use and it works on everything. Phones, laptops, tablets, you name it. I've used ExpressVPN to protect my browsing personally when I look up embarrassing questions. Thanks to ExpressVPN, no one will ever know how curious I am about specific things. Secure your online data right now by visiting expressvpn.com/steakandeggs. That's ExpressVPN.com/steakneggs for an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/steakandeggs.
I've been playing First Descendant. It's another game.
I wanted to play that so bad.
Really?
I can't get it to work on my PC.
Oh, what? Why?
I don't know. I'm just stupid.
Oh, just reinstall it.
I'm trying. I have this problem where there's only one game that I can't play on my PC. I play everything else perfectly fine. But for some reason, I can't play Fortnite. And it's been like this for years. I don't know why the fuck I can't play Fortnite. And then my buddy did something to the BIOS settings to where I could play it. I don't know what the fuck it was. But First Ascendant, like, I booted up 15%. I booted up 16%. I booted up 18%. That was happening to a lot of people, though.
It was.
It was happening to you, too, huh?
And you know what I did?
Kept logging on until it worked.
That's right.
I don't have that patience.
I was there for 3 hours. And I logged on. I opened it up. It went to 77%. The game crashed. I went again, 79%. All the way up to 100.
Mm-hmm. How good is it?
It's like a 7. It's not that great, but it's something to do.
You have the bunny suits?
The $100 boob suit?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah.
I didn't use it. Like, I don't use it. I don't play that character. Like, I just bought it for the clip, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically wasted $100.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Fuck, I should play it, bro.
It's a good game, right? It's a good game. I've been having fun, but I've been going really hard on that. Once Human comes out tomorrow, holy shit.
Yep.
Like, I have a lot of games to play.
Yep.
I've been very busy.
I'm playing Once Human 2, man. That game is fun as fuck.
Yep.
How much have you played so far?
Only about 300 hours.
You're kidding.
I was level 50 in the beta. I had every weapon maxed out. I had all of my tech tree unlocked. I had a base in like the desert area, which was the highest level at the time. I cleared all of the dungeons. I went and I like
There's
leveled
dungeons?
Up my blueprint. Yes, there are.
Oh, I played 8 hours. I did not see any
of
that.
Okay, so you don't know fucking anything.
But yeah. I do know that there's a cool bus that walks around. And then if you get on the bus, you get a treasure chest.
That's crazy because that's not what happens.
Am I thinking of the wrong game?
No, well, you're half right.
There is a bus.
There is a bus, and it does walk around, but it's a world boss, and it unlocks at a certain point in time whenever the server progression gets that far and people get high enough level.
There's nothing on there?
Well, you kill it, and you get something, as far as I know, but I don't think you can loot it and actually get something.
I swear to God I got on there because I was doing it with my buddy Shinya. I swear to God there was a chest on that bus.
Maybe I'm wrong, but like I knew it was a world boss.
You're usually not wrong.
Oh, maybe. I mean, with this, I'm not 100% sure that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Or I'm right.
Okay, yeah, I'm excited to play that shit. Does it get that much better? Because like at 8 hours, I was
it's pretty much the same shit, but it's fun.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's about
What
it.
Other shit are you playing?
Oh, fuck. I've been playing Elden Ring. Like Emmy, you still haven't finished the DLC, right?
Yeah, because I had to take a pause since I went to Anime Expo, but I'm going to start up again tomorrow.
Yeah? How far did you get?
I think I killed Mesmer my last day playing.
Yeah, you crushed him.
That's pretty good. I mean, shit. Like, I'm looking to play. Like, I don't know why, but like, I feel so good just replaying Elden Ring. Like, I could just be an Elden Ring streamer and I would never run out of things to do. It's such a good fucking game, man.
It is really fucking good.
It's so good.
You know what you should do? You should go back to being a late night streamer and only play Elden Ring.
Really? You think so?
Yep.
Why is that?
I feel like it'd just be such good vibes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest.
You have some kind of ulterior motive?
No.
It's been, I'm going to be, I like streaming during the day. Like, streaming at night is good too. Mm-hmm. Just in general, like, it's been, this is probably the longest period of time that I've been consistent with my stream pretty much ever.
Really? Hasn't it been like a week and a half?
Yep.
No, it's been almost a whole month.
Oh.
Oh, God, has it really?
Maybe. I think so.
Feels shorter than that, but yeah, I can't watch your stream when we stream at the same time.
Really? Well, you did anyway.
I do that. I do react to your stream while you stream.
Yes.
That's been good as fuck.
Dude, that's what was crazy to
he
me.
He made me end my stream the other day.
I see. What?
He made me end my fucking stream.
Why?
Because he's too good
tell
at bowling.
Him. Tell him.
He's too good at bowling in Zenless Zone Zero. It's so fucking annoying.
So Tektone, so I was, I played this new garbage piece of shit, like trash gacha game. And naturally, my first 10 pull, I get the main character, right? Of course, I do that. And then what was really funny about that is I did it again. And then you were out of your room and you came back and you said, if he wins the 50-50, I'm ending my stream.
Yep. And he caught me.
And I caught it. I saw it.
Yep. I'm so glad you don't check my VODs, because when you're pulling, I say the worst shit about you, dude. I'm like, I fucking hate this bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he keeps winning, though, man. It's so annoying. It is actually infuriating how lucky you get. It's not fair. It's not fair, bro.
I feel bad because, like, I can just spend more money. It's not a big deal. But it's like, I feel like I'm taking, like, this is a free-to-play player. Like, some little fucking 15-year-old that lives in Brazil. Like, I feel like I'm stealing his luck away from myself.
You are.
You absolutely are.
You are.
It's great.
Fuck, dude.
She's already plus two. I have, like, five other characters.
Damn.
Not going to even play the game that much. It's trash.
Oh, can we talk about top streamer for a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
Great. You've done the first one.
I had to roach out on the last episode. You replaced me. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get a chance to look at it because I was busy. But I am hoping, like, I like doing the, like, entry-level guests and just being the gatekeeper.
Absolutely.
Like the bouncer at the door, right? Yep. You just, like, slap somebody, get out of here.
That's really fun, but we're about to get to the even worse part.
Why is that?
Because we're getting to the part where almost everybody has promise. And so when you have to tell somebody who has really, like, for example, like, Bamfa went home, that shit pissed me off.
I told y'all it wasn't going to happen.
Okay, but he got fucked.
I told y'all it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, he actually got pretty unlucky.
Is it a scam? All right.
Yeah, he got scammed very hard.
No, it was like a duo collab thing. So these two streamers were supposed to like do something together for the challenge. And Bamfa was with another IRL streamer. So they met up in person and the vibes were just so fucking off.
Like, it was so bad.
Bamfa was trying to make jokes and this guy was like not really having it. So it was just like very awkward. Yeah. I mean, not really either their faults at all, you know, but...
Yeah, but because Chat was the one who... Or because Bamfa was the one who was making jokes, people were like, oh my God, you're abusing this guy because he's not saying anything back. And it's like, oh my God. So he got voted off because Chat got weird.
Ooh.
And yeah, jokes aren't allowed. It was so fucking lame, but it is what it is. I hope he reapplies for the next season. But something else that's very sad is that Cassie is also going to have to jump
I know. Out. Cassie, I don't... She won't miss the episode. I don't know what they're planning. Like, I have no idea how the plans are, et cetera. I watched her, the performance.
It was incredible.
With the drummer guy. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, really the Aux drummer, yeah.
It was my favorite moment ever on Top Streamer.
I was impressed.
Either season. It was so good. Office drummer is such a good drummist. His facial expressions are so good. So much charisma when he plays. Cassie's voice was amazing. Being able to like...
The Evangelion thing was really good. I was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously pandered to. We both were pandered to incredibly hard.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, not just us, Chat too.
Yeah, but oh my God.
It was a smart call, so...
It was just so fucking... I hope we get to see more of that, but... Yeah, I'm gonna miss Cassie, man. She's very sweet.
Wait, what happened?
So her grandmother passed away. Yeah,
oh,
so
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so she's gonna have to drop out a Top Streamer.
Oh, no. Yeah,
allegedly, but who knows what's gonna happen? But
oh, that sucks.
I know. Then we lost a VTuber, man. I really wanted to have more.
Well, there was another VTuber. Did she get cut?
Nope.
She
killed him.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually really funny.
Yeah, and then Toxic Bunny stepped up really hard. Really good vibes.
Who the fuck is Toxic Bunny? Do I remember that?
She's the cosplayer who cosplayed Kafka.
I'm amazed that I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe it was for my episode she cosplayed Kafka.
Yeah,
he wasn't there.
Yeah. And then Zizix fucking killed it. So fucking good.
For good. Him.
Yeah, and then am I missing anybody?
There's Marky.
Marky, Zizix, Bamfa,
Hog.
Toxic Crepe. Oh my God. Hog and Dalton, bro. They were at each other's fucking throats, dude.
Yeah.
It was bad. Dalton got the axe.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's gone.
Damn.
and Hogg was burying this guy alive, dude. He daddied the fuck up on him. But yeah, I love Top Streamer so much, man. I think more people should check that shit out because that shit is good. It is good, good.
It'd be good to get like a, you know, a highlight clip of it, right? Of like the top 10 minutes or something. I think that would be really entertaining. That'd probably get more people to watch the show too.
Yeah. So can I ramble for a little bit?
About what?
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Oh my fucking God.
So first of all, I did a wrestling stream last night where I just reacted to the best intros of all time.
Okay.
I think the best-
That's a good idea.
I think the best intro of all time is probably Brock Lesnar's, CM Punk's, Undertaker's, or John Cena's. But the reason why I'm talking about wrestling right now is because John Cena is officially retiring from WWE.
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah, John Cena is... I feel like, you know, a job well done.
Yeah.
He was...
For sure.
He was the guy.
It's crazy. Because when I was growing up with John Cena, I hated him so
really?
Fucking...
Really? I feel like everybody liked him. I guess...
Okay, yeah, so here's the thing. Kids and women loved John Cena. Adult men hated John Cena. That's why in The Rock referenced this, there's this chant that goes, "Let's go Cena, Cena sucks." And when people would go, "Let's go Cena," it would sound like this, "Let's go Cena!" And "Cena sucks" would be, "Cena sucks!" And it was this massive fucking meme. It was so funny because the problem is that once you got old and you understood the business, you would understand that John Cena was the single most oppressive wrestler for like 8 years. He had a gimmick called Super Cena. He would literally go into a ring and beat 8 other dudes.
Oh, like Super Saiyan.
Exactly.
Okay.
At the same time. And so you
remember what I said about it being redneck anime?
It is. Oh, another cue.
It literally is.
He would get dogpiled by 8 dudes and then just be like, "Bruh!" And it all explode out. It was so fucking dumb. And his signature move sucked ass. He has this move called the attitude adjustment where he just drops you on your back. And apparently you just fucking die whenever you get hit by it. But you would have these wrestlers who would get built up. And they would give you this really impassioned promo why they're going to win. And John Cena would say the same thing, which was, "Fine speech. Call him a loser, beat him in one hit." It was so fucking bad. CM Punk was the first person to kind of put a chink in his armor to kind of like make him seem more mortal because before he was the death sentence.
Right.
He was God and you
he
were
was
his
the reality ball. Check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He completely, there was this faction called the Nexus, which was like 8 to 9 people at the same time, completely buried their entire storyline, crushed their fucking dreams, but as he got older, he started to start putting over younger talent by doing this thing called the United States Open Challenge, where he would go out and not even getting you have 40 minutes slobber.
I will have you know that on the day that Osama bin Laden was killed by SEAL Team 6, it was John Cena who announced it live at a WWE event.
Is that real?
Really?
I swear to fucking God.
I did not know that.
I've never heard that.
Pull it the fuck up.
That is interesting.
Wait,
fucking
how, though?
Lore.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You know what's kind of sad about Osama bin
Laden?
Why
did they decide?
I mean, that's like the main villain.
Yeah, but you know what?
He was the main bad guy. Like Bowser.
But you know what he was doing when they caught him? He was playing Animal Crossing.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
I think actually he was.
Yeah, when they caught Osama bin Laden, he was playing Animal Crossing in a hole.
Yeah. There it is. John Cena reveals news of Osama bin Laden dead at Extreme Rules 2011.
What?
Hit it. Play it. Oh, I can't hear
so
it.
Like,
fuck.
Was the government like, "Yeah, let's just have them do it on WWE.
No.
I read his lips. We got Osama bin Laden.
Look at him, bro. What? Yes.
That fuck. Is insane. He's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he started putting over younger wrestlers. Making the company great again. He went to China and he grew his hair out.
John Cena?
Yeah, and he learned a new, I'm not even kidding you. He changed his finisher from the attitude adjustment to like the Z Fong fist.
Yeah.
Where he like charges his chakra and punches you in the chest with it to do a Chinese move. I don't know what the fuck happened.
What, like a fucking Fist of the North Star? Yeah. Kenshiro?
Yep.
God.
Yep, dude. It's so fucking anime, but him retiring, man. He's only like 46, 47.
He's not I don't think he's retiring. I think he's just simply moving over so he can do like more film. I think John Cena is a great actor.
I think
so
too.
He's funny. And it's like he can do stupid stuff in a way. Because like I feel like The Rock never wants to be like, he doesn't want to be ever like the butt of the joke in a way. But like John Cena doesn't give a fuck, right? He's totally fine with that. There's no ego at all. And I think that's why people like him so much.
Yeah, no, I think he's awesome. I think he's goofy as shit.
Yeah, and he's great.
I think while the benefit he's given to WWE, he's definitely going to be, if he's not a Hall of Famer, he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. One of the most influential wrestlers of all time.
He's definitely like up there. Yeah. Like, I would say probably top five.
Yeah. Up there with Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold, John Cena, and probably The Undertaker. Probably
the five most influential. Maybe top 10, but like, yeah. I mean, like for sure top 10, maybe top five.
Yeah.
In terms of like being influential.
I agree.
Like even from somebody who's like not a, like I'm not really a big wrestling fan.
So do you know who John Cena is?
Yeah.
Everybody knows who he is.
Okay. So that is like not just a wrestling fan.
He's like a celebrity outside of wrestling.
If you go to the village that Mr. Beast gave them water,
John Cena was there.
They would know who John fucking Cena is.
Okay, so I'm going to name wrestlers and you tell me when you don't know them. Okay, both of y'all. Undertaker.
Yes.
I know him.
Okay. Hulk Hogan.
I know him.
Uh-huh.
The Rock.
Yeah. I know him.
Stone Cold.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
What?
It's before her. Like, you gotta remember, like, he beat The Rock. What was it, like, 1998? Something like that, right?
A long time ago, yeah.
That's when I was born.
Yeah, that's whenever she started existing. So, like, she didn't.
But it's Stone Cold.
But, like, it didn't even happen, right? It's like.
Yeah.
I mean, so the way that you feel, imagine how people felt about you with World War II.
Okay, but, like, that's way different. Oh,
of course
what
it is.
What are you saying, that our viewers are old?
Some of them might be. They're some of my viewers.
God,
not from the 40s, though.
Okay, so.
Well, maybe, actually.
Do we know CM Punk?
Yeah.
No. Not besides you saying his
name. Okay, but you heard of him, though.
Oh, but only because of you.
Okay, what about Shawn Michaels?
No. Yeah.
Okay, so you know. Okay. All right. So okay.
Yeah, like the blonde guy, long hair?
Yep.
Yeah.
I will only know wrestlers who kind of became mainstream celebrities.
Do you know Logan Paul?
Yeah, but that was like the other way
mainstream,
around.
Yeah.
Insane, dude. He's so fucking good. And I show speed now, too.
Yeah.
He's wrestling, too?
Yeah.
Speed? I don't know about speed wrestling.
He does spots every now and then to like get beat up. And then
he's there.
Yeah, he took the RKO by Randy Orton and got injured, broke his neck, and then moved on for it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Mr. Beast? So Mr. Beast announced that if they lower the age limit to be president, which I believe is 35.
It's 35, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he like 25, 26?
24 or 25.
That's so crazy.
I have had this prediction for a very long time that Mr. Beast will become the president of the United States at some point in the future.
I think if he ran, people would vote for him.
I think he would win immediately.
I would vote for him.
He would win immediately.
I would immediately vote for him.
Yeah.
And why would I vote for him?
He's a
because
great guy.
I think it'd be funny.
I do.
Like we used to have a crazy guy. This is like in Austin. They would have like the live public TV elections of like mayor and stuff like that. And there's a crazy cross-dressing homeless man that would show up. His name was Leslie, and he would ride around Austin with a tutu on a bike, and he would run for mayor. And I'm gonna be honest, guys. He made a lot of good points in those debates. Like, he really did. And like, he brought up some shit nobody else wanted to talk about. And so I saw that. I mean, like, because the thing is that if you're afraid of change, then people can take advantage of that and force you into just picking the same dichotomy over and over. Yeah. But if you say, fuck it. Yeah, let's vote for a YouTuber. That scares them.
I mean, people always talk about how like Trump did so well initially he was like a celebrity. I mean, Mr. Beast is basically he is a celebrity too, but he doesn't have a track record of like bad things. Like, I feel like if 10 years from now he keeps his reputation.
Well, he does actually have a track record of bad things. Like, for example, yeah, so like he actually took advantage of all these blind people by helping them see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, and he's using them for content.
Yeah, and then he's the Antichrist.
Yeah, right? Well, he's actually not. By the way, real quick. Okay, so about this whole Antichrist idea, there he is. There's the guy. And it might come as a surprise, but my dad knew this guy. And, yep. And so anyway, what was I saying? Oh, right. So Mr. Beast is not the Antichrist. There are two components of being the Antichrist that are extremely important, right? Number one, that they are mixed race.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Number two, that they unite the Middle East. So to be honest,
I'm safe.
To be honest, Obama. I was like, wow, that's crazy. There's a lot of those are winding up.
So what is the Antichrist? Like, what are they supposed to do?
So basically, the Antichrist is supposed to begin. I don't know exactly the lore. I could be a little bit wrong.
The lore.
Right. Yeah, of course. The Bible lore. But like in Revelations, which is like that's like the return of the king of the Bible. And that's where the big battle is. So that Jesus comes back to stop the Antichrist. Then you have the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's what happens. But like the Antichrist is the one.
But what does he do?
He's like the harbinger of the great battle between good and evil.
So here's my question.
Sense? Yeah.
What does dichotomy mean?
Dichotomy is a decision between two different things where the differences between the two are being compared against each other.
Man, this feels like...
Okay.
This feels like fantasy novel lore where it's like, oh, who is this character? Oh, they work for the greater will to bring on peace and the great prosperity. Like, okay, but what does that mean? And you just have to be like, okay.
Well, there's a lot of nuance to it, right? And so like, I don't know, to be honest with you, I can't answer that question exactly, right? That's the reason why I'm being a little bit broad. It's because I don't really know exactly.
Yeah, but no, it's very broad, yeah.
That's pretty much what happens. And so, yes, no, Mr. Beast is not the Antichrist. That's not the lore.
But
the
people Obama is.
Obama could have been. And to be fair, he still could be. You never know what's going to happen.
I think Michelle Obama will be the first female president.
I think that there's a good
chance. That would actually be sick if she ran.
I think that there's a 20% chance that Michelle Obama replaces Joe Biden. There's a 20% chance.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think for sure Joe Biden is going to drop out.
Does she have political experience?
Fuck no.
Oh.
She was the first lady for 4 years. I mean, I
saw there was a clip of Donald.
More political experience than Trump?
Yeah. I thought Trump was a great president, man. That shit was so funny. There's a clip of Trump saying that Joe Biden is going to drop out. That some woman is going to replace him in office.
He was talking about Kamala Harris.
Yeah, who is she?
And he said, she is the current vice president of the United States.
Oh, okay. Should I have known that?
Nobody
doesn't matter.
They don't really do anything.
Okay.
And so,
they're kind of just there waiting for if something bad happens, you know?
Yeah, Trump said that the vice president was, I think the quote is, so fucking pathetic.
You know what's crazy? The first thing he said was, Kamala Harris is so fucking bad. And I was
like,
I thought it was like, is she hot? Or like, I thought he was like going to flirt with her. So I'm like, what do you mean? Well,
so this leaked video comes out of Trump talking to people at like a golf course. And he's like, how'd I do on the debate, boys? And he's holding $200. And they said, oh, you did great, Mr. President. He says, yeah, you're goddamn right I did. And he gives him $200.
That's
awesome.
He
says, yeah, you see how I beat that broken down pile of trash?
Yep. I mean, crazy. He did. It wasn't even close,
so
bro.
That's fucking funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. And I'm actually really hoping that they have another debate. If they do, I'm going to watch it.
It was crazy because if Trump, like, reality TV star.
Yes.
I feel like we are going to see, like, a content creator president in, like, 20-30 years.
Well, he is a content creator. And also, by the way, it wasn't the first time. Ronald Reagan was also an actor. Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
That's true.
What did he play on?
Shitty, stupid kids movies where apparently my dad said that he played second fiddle to, like, a monkey. So, awesome. You know, not really too great. But, that's pretty much what he did. So, we'll see a content creator president for sure. And we've already seen people run for president.
What do you think is more likely first? The Rock or Mr. Beast?
The Rock or Mr. Beast? The Rock isn't going to run.
Why?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Wait, why would he run?
I just feel like he would. The Rock, Kanye, or Mr. Beast? I just have a hunch.
Now, if Kanye runs for president, I think we could have a real competition here.
Yeah?
He did before, though.
But like, Trump was still running. But, like, if people can't vote for Trump, they'll vote for Kanye.
Yeah.
I think that like Kanye can take over in a big way.
So Kanye's like actually like mentally ill.
So what?
I don't know.
Why would that matter?
Who cares?
It'd still be funny.
So how do we feel about Kanye?
I mean, like besides the Nazi stuff, I mean, not so bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've been listening to Kanye West for a long
time. I always liked him until I saw all the weird stuff. And I mean, I still like his old music a lot. His new stuff's like not
for me. Why do you say all that stuff?
Because it's what he does. He just pops off, man. Like, that's just what he does.
I can't remember. Was his wife Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Remember when that porn dropped?
No, that was, I think.
That was her and some other guy.
Yeah, that was
her. That was like way before, like 20 years.
Do you remember where you were for that?
That was how Kanye probably found out about her.
Yeah, you don't remember where you were at when Kim Kardashian's nudes dropped?
Fuck no.
I don't know, I was probably like 5. What the hell?
Was it really that long ago?
No, I swear to God, I was in high school. I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was, everybody was talking about it. And then I watched it, it was so mid.
I didn't even watch. This sounds really vanilla. I've never watched one of those porn tapes before. Not a single one.
Really?
Yeah. Because I just assumed they suck.
Oh, no. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was like random zoom-ins. You couldn't see anything. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. People were paying hundreds of dollars to get that tape.
That's sad.
It was so fucking mad. But it didn't get so popular that other porn stars would dress up as Kim Kardashian and then fuck.
I mean, she's hot as hell, so it makes sense, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say she's hot, but her ass is the size of a planet.
Yeah.
If you like that.
Right.
Cool, okay. I guess. That's just way too much.
Okay.
Dude, some of these BBLs, these injections, they just these people, they just start to look fucking ridiculous.
They start to look like oh man, you know what? You know what it's like? It's like, you ever seen American Dad? It's like the alien on American Dad. Yeah, yeah. It's like, that's the way they look, right?
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
As a female, is that rude to say?
What?
I'm absolutely being an asshole.
Oh, okay, great.
I'll say, of course I am.
I'm wondering how rude that when somebody gets so much work done, they just start to look like a fucking alien?
No, I feel like girls say that about other girls more than guys do.
Okay, yep. Great. As long as it's not a man-to-female thing.
It's rude, I guess, to say to someone's face, but I feel like most people have the opinion that excessive plastic surgery isn't attractive.
Okay.
I think that's the most common opinion. Most people don't like excessive plastic surgery or even noticeable plastic surgery.
Yeah, the best plastic surgery are the ones that you can't notice.
Yeah, same thing with hair transplants.
Man, you are right.
Are you getting one?
We'll see what happens. I talked to Miz about it a little bit.
I don't think you should.
Why?
You don't need it.
It would remove the content?
I just think you should go bald.
Really? I'm going to look like shit if I go bald.
Actually look great.
I'm 130, 135 pounds. If I go bald, people are saying, how long do you have left?
Oh, and farm man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how long does that last, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't want to go bald.
Okay, then go shaved.
Shit. What do you mean shaved?
Well, then just don't go bald and shave your head.
Like a buzz?
Yeah, like a buzz cut?
Yeah, buzz.
Oh yeah, low taper fade.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, and I mean, generally, if you were to shave your head, your head, and then get some face tattoos and like a grill, you would look awesome.
Yeah, I'd look like that guy from Grand Theft Auto.
Look at him. Look at Asim with a shaved head, face tattoos, and a grill.
You gotta be fucking yanking his ass.
It would be insane, dude.
I guess that would be me if I was a white supremacist.
Yep, if...
Yeah, yeah, of course, right? You know what I mean, guys? Yeah, of course.
Now Asmund's going to run for president. Uh-huh. Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, man. I would vote for you if you ran for president.
Well,
you can run for president next year. Because you're old.
Fuck you.
Do you think you'd win?
No.
I want you to elect the streamer that you think would do the best job in office.
I don't think it matters. I think that it's just got to be somebody that's funny. So, like, maybe you could have, like, Germa or... I mean, I feel like Ludwig would look like a good president, right?
He would look like a great president.
He's got really nice hair. He says the right things.
and like then the cabinet and the Congress can just do all the work. And he
I've
can
been
just
told that he
speeches.
Has a lot of cracker takes.
He does? I heard about that. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of cracker
takes.
What
is a cracker take?
Well, I don't know. Ask Frogan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what did you say? Drama.
I love that, man. Yeah. My chat starts calling me cracker. I think it's so funny. I don't know if I should allow that, but I think it's so funny. I just don't care.
I
said one time
care.
I went to Cracker Barrel, and man, that shit really is a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, absolutely. Is it the only time you've ever been?
No, I've been there like 50 fucking
times. Oh, I fucking love Cracker Barrel,
yeah,
bro.
It's good.
So good. Legit, there is only white people there.
I've never been to Cracker Barrel. You know where I went for the first time?
Where?
I went to Cheddar's. That shit was so ass.
Cheddar's?
Just like your cat.
It was so
bad.
Really
low quality.
It's like worse Applebee's, kind of.
Did you bring cheddar?
No, but I expected more. I was so excited. Cheddar's sounds delicious. It was so bad. It was so mid.
How does it make you feel that Asmongold hates your cat? Does it hurt?
You didn't hear what I said?
What'd you say?
You said Cheddar's was awful, and I said just like your cat.
How does that make you feel?
You don't even know my cat, bro.
I looked at it, and it wasn't as fluffy as the other ones.
You just don't understand. It's about personality.
It's about personality?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like Eggy is the best cat you've ever met, right?
Eggy is like, if it was a Warcraft zone, Eggy would be a rare elite spawn.
You say?
Okay.
Yeah, Cheddar for sure would be a trash mob, but I love him.
Yeah, I love
him.
He'd
be like
Cheddar,
a level 30.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That reminds me. Well, that is a random question. What was the first mob that made you fall in love with World of Warcraft? Is there a specific one?
No, I just played the game a lot.
I had one that made me, because I played a hunter.
Uh-huh.
There's a Baron's quest where you get a whistle and you summon a white cat. I think it's called like Ichaki.
Yeah.
Dude, that was one of the most special things I've ever experienced in gaming. And then I never thought I would recapture the magic until I think it's Wrath of the Lich King. And then in Sholazar Basin, there's another spirit beast called Lokanahawk. And dude, capturing that, man, I fucking miss World of Warcraft, dude.
I remember I saw a hunter trying to tame that.
Don't.
Killed it in front of him, and then I killed him.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
So far.
No, Adam, that is so fucked up. You were one of them. I'm starting to get it now, man.
I would have traded because they dropped this little thing, and it was a tear stone. It was called like a tear of loyalty, and I wanted to mail it to him.
Oh my God. I mean, did you have any moments in World of Warcraft where you really liked a specific mob?
Nope.
Okay. Really? Didn't you play a hunter? No, you were a healer.
I've played a hunter before, yeah. And I've played a priest and mage.
What about those pirates on that boat?
Those pirates are cool.
Yeah, those were awesome,
you know? Like, I didn't really appreciate them until I saw like 15 of them all chasing me off the thing. But
at the same time.
What do you think of the Nagas?
The Nagas?
Yeah.
They're okay.
Which death do you think was worse? The boats or the Nagas?
The Nagas, for sure.
Why?
It was
more fucking annoying. And it was so easily avoidable.
It really was so easily avoidable. It was so embarrassing, dude.
You know what?
Man.
I don't even care because at the time it was pain, but now it's like it's a good story, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't do that. I just got to watch and make fun of it, and that was it.
Do y'all remember when I died in Classic WoW?
No.
No.
I know.
Oh, because
I'm
you
not
didn't?
Shit at the game.
Oh, right, of course. Damn.
Yeah, number one non-sweat DPS, by the way. Everybody said I was shit.
Uh-huh.
Went to the DPS. Hey, the DPS meters don't lie. Okay, I was owning out of all of the quote-unquote casuals that were allowed in the guild. I hope we get to do something like that again, but also, God, what a fucking horrible time it was having to grind for a month to get to the part that's fun. That was awful, dude.
I feel like that's part of the fun. Like, if you don't like that, you don't like MMOs, you know?
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Grind a month to get to the part where you actually don't get shit viewership.
Okay. I don't know. I was watching plenty of people like.
Well, that's because you're a WoW streamer, Asmund. Yeah. They were like, oh my God. I'm not going to lie. I was very happy. I had 3,000 viewers during all that. That was so awesome. But.
Yeah, be grateful, you fucking bitch.
But that being said, I did meet some of my. I met some very good friends off of that.
Uh huh.
Pretty much just Shinya and Lamatan. I like those two a lot.
I didn't make any friends because I didn't play with anyone. I had my own guild that was a containment guild. Yeah. And everything about it was awful. Everybody was scamming.
They were nice to me.
They were all clowns. Tectone was taking money. He made his title. He says, taking money for Asmon and Emmy. And you took 8,000 gold and you sent me 100 gold.
I did.
Oh my God. You know what? I completely forgot. One of the people that came up to me at Anime Expo.
Yeah.
They were like, just like a random note. I was one of your mob taggers for all those fucking times you died. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I didn't ask their name.
Was it a druid?
I don't know.
Shit.
Damn, bro. You should have married him. That's just dead.
You just be saying shit to say shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I found the word.
I felt so bad for those guys. They had to work overtime.
Do you know how hard I try to get a reaction out of Emmy with the dumbass shit I say? That's the word that gets you to react.
Wait, what word?
You should marry that guy. Dude, the look on your face is insane.
I fucking bet.
Because, like, dude, I try to piss you off so hard during Elden Ring, and you don't give a fuck about
how are you
going
to use it in that game? Oh, you should marry Mesmer? Yeah. I'm going to give a fuck?
I mean, he's a good-looking dude, minus
he
the
is
one
a good-looking dude.
No, he is not.
Really? Oh, I think he's awesome.
Y'all are gay.
He is pretty gay. Oh, dude. I can't wait to play that game again.
Master of Snakes.
Because I'm going to beat the Elden Ring DLC, but not right now. Should we wrap this episode up?
Let's do it. Yeah, cool. we went over a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got a Patreon to film.
Yeah, I think we got probably some comments to read from the...
What we got for the comments?
Yo, Jay, what do we got?
Where's the comments, Jay?
We got these stupid-ass comments. Give it a minute.
Unfortunately, there were no comments on the video last week.
Yeah, nobody watched the show.
I'll go ahead and predict the comments.
Okay.
Don't let anyone let you forget that Tectone forgot World War II was in 1800s. Don't let Tectone make you forget that Emmy didn't know how to read a clock at 10:20. Yeah. And then, holy shit, Asmund's worn the same shirt for 9 days straight. I bet you I can smell the set from here.
I don't smell bad. I never smell bad. Fat people smell bad.
There are some people who are in shape who smell like shit, though.
Yeah, because they're in shape. They're exercising whilst they're sweating.
That's actually very true. Skinny fucks don't actually smell like anything.
Yeah, because you're not sweating.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the reason why. Yeah, no, I'm excited. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. I'm very ready for it. Like every single, I've been busy, man. Like it's been nuts. I got that mattress. I got that whole new thing done. Like that's been really weird.
I like how you saying getting a mattress is you keeping busy, and it's like a 5-minute phone call, and they come to your house and give you a mattress.
Well, no, because I had to clean up my whole room, and then I tried.
I think they would have done that for you though.
No, they just deliver it.
I feel bad for them if they had to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's too much.
Have you tried it out yet?
I have. I slept in it last night. It was good.
Did you get new sheets and stuff?
This might shock you, but yes.
Nice.
Oh my God.
I did. I got new sheets. I went to Target after I got the mattress and I bought new sheets and new pillows. I don't like the pillows, but the sheets are nice.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I have that now.
Dude, here's the trick.
I'm going to be honest. I did not leave the body pillow on the bed because I thought that it would be embarrassing for the guys. And I couldn't explain that it was like a joke gift from like my PO box. So I just put it in the other room.
Wait, what's on the body pillow?
It's just a cat girl.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about this cat girl?
You know.
Okay.
There's a reason she's on the bed.
We got the comments.
Okay.
Click on a random time in a video. You will always find Tectone talking.
Am I supposed to feel bad for that?
I don't know. It depends.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, like, dude, I swear to God, you're like, oh, Tectone talks so much. Yeah, it's a podcast,
Someone's got to yap the most.
Yeah, I don't think I yap the most. I think it's Asmund.
I like talking.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like there was a graph and I remember.
Well, it's not Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it's 44, 44, 12. I think that was the math.
12?
That's just the math. That's just the graphs that I remember.
I'd be surprised if it's that high.
Yeah. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
This podcast should be called Tectone Talks About Himself Featuring Others.
That's a way worse name.
That is a horrible fucking, I don't even think that's true.
That's probably not a good name. You're right.
Yeah.
Never forget that Tectone thought Honda Accord was a Hyundai Accord.
Is that like a crazy?
Does anybody give a fuck?
Straight up.
Does that, like, nobody care? If I guarantee you, nobody who owns a Honda Accord cares about that.
Straight up. Like, first of all, I don't even know what the fucking difference is, but a Honda or a Hyundai are.
Yeah.
I think Hyundai is a Honda like a van?
I don't know.
It's
a Street Fighter
brand.
Yeah, but what is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
Like, what do they make?
Cars, man.
But like, how are they different than Hyundai?
Well, that one of them says
they're
the other name on
brand.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, for example, Volkswagen would make German. Hyundai makes like what, Korean?
I think it's like Japanese or some shit. I don't know.
I don't know. I probably got it wrong. They're like, oh my God, he thought it was Korean. This guy's racist. Okay, well,
obviously.
Yeah.
Last one from Elliot Mullins. Don't let them make you forget that Emmy thought the IKEA clock read 10:22, which, by the way, I don't think is as embarrassing because from her POV, she's so short that she had to look up at the clock, and I don't think that she could accurately gauge the width of the different things.
I swear I do know how to read a clock, a traditional clock. I swear.
She probably researched it after that day.
I could prove it.
And that Tectone thought World War II was in the 1800s.
Who cares?
And there it is. So thanks a lot for watching, guys. Really appreciate it. Obviously, make sure to check out our Patreon. We do extra content over there. But other than that, I think we've had a pretty good day. So thank you all very much for watching. And until the next time, peace.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. The sparkle in your eyes, it makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines from your eyes. It brightens any cloudy day.